Roger. Yeah, good comment, Rob. Yeah, I was thinking that they've got a lot of good electronics in them, and certainly not usable as a scanner any longer. But geez, got a lot of good components in there, computer chips and scanning circuitry and that sort of thing. So I thought somebody might be able to use them for some other project. Just a thought. Big deal a couple of days ago, was able to get our old dehumidifier out of the basement, hauled it up the stairs, and got it out into the trunk of the car, and drove it up to our Jane's brother's house, Louise, where he's got a dumpster that we take our garbage to, and was able to hoist the dehumidifier out of the back of the car up into the dumpster and got it summarily taken care of. So one excess thing out of the basement, which we've got kind of a smaller size house for the amount of stuff that we've got. And boy, anytime we can get rid of something that's not working, that's a plus. But that got me thinking, because that dehumidifier had a really strong fan in there, and I thought, geez, that'd be nice for somebody to use that fan for something. But just threw it away, and thinking, well, I probably should start getting rid of those scanners too, but before I toss them, thought I'd put it out there and see if anybody would have electronic use for them. With that, back to Net Control from AB9, and then John and Beulah. Hope to see everybody on Saturday for the Barf Breakfast. Looking forward to that.
Okay, John, thanks a lot for checking in, and yeah, thanks for reiterating your reason for getting rid of them, and I agree. I think they'd have a lot of parts in there. However, the problem is there's not a lot of people building stuff anymore, unless I'm totally out of the loop and I don't know that they are. But, yeah, that, you know, almost 80, and I have things going around in my head here, so. Okay, well, let's see. Bill, AA4R, standby Larry.